This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The Food and Drug Administration's issuing new recommendations about pregnant women and fish. Eat more of it. Most types are fine, save for a few. Dr. Sherry Puffer of Texas Health Arlington Memorial says the new recommendations eliminate a source of concern for pregnant women.
In the news in the last couple of years have been a lot of information about mercury in fish. And, you know, pregnant women especially have been told stay away from mercury-containing fish. And it's kind of scary because you don't know which fish really contain a lot of mercury, and you have to do a lot of research to figure that out. You know, I used to go to a restaurant and I'd have a list on my iPhone and I'd have to reference that every time. Most people are probably not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they just avoid fish totally.
So now the FDA comes along with recommendations that say you can pretty much eat most of the fish that we have been eating anyway. Tuna, salmon,
shrimp. Tuna's a little bit tricky. You have to eat only certain types of tuna.
Not the white albacore.
Eat the chunk light instead. It has less mercury than the albacore. Most of the fish that we eat in the United States commonly are ones that we're able to eat just fine. Shrimp, pollock, cod, the chunk light tuna, salmon,
catfish
was on mm-hmm. there. So those are the ones we normally find at the grocery store and in the seafood aisle.
What should we stay away from?
So there's four main types, and it's tilefish from the Gulf of Mexico, king mackerel, shark, and swordfish. You do find swordfish at some nicer restaurants, so pregnant women, lactating women, and children need to avoid that fish.
Now, there's mercury in all of this. The assumption now is that the benefits outweigh the risks now at this point?
There's mercury in almost all of our food sources. And what they've developed is that how much mercury, I think, is okay. And the four fish that I named that you should avoid have a large level of mercury in them. Salmon, for example, has 2 micrograms of mercury per 4 ounces. Well, if you look at shark, it has 151 micrograms of mercury, mm-hmm. or tilefish, 219 micrograms of mercury. So I don't know exactly how much mercury is safe, but they're telling us that in these 8 to 12 ounces of fish per week of these low mercury fish, that is safe.
So we are clear, what is it exactly that mercury will do to us that's so bad?
So they think that mercury turns into methylmercury, which can be a neurotoxin, and it can inhibit brain development and growth, and especially when you're pregnant or lactating, because children are much more susceptible.
And the benefits of fish that outweigh all of this?
It's a low-caloric food, which has great amounts of omega-3 fatty acids, really good for brain development, and it's just a really nutritious source of vitamins and minerals, and it's a good source of protein.
What if you don't like fish? Then are there other foods in which you could get the benefits normally found in fish?
You know, omega-3 fatty acids are one of the best benefits of fish, and they're being put into a lot of different things. I think some butters have them, like Smart Balance, certain things. You can do supplements. That's probably the best way. Nuts have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of those benefits, which are heart-healthy benefits from other foods as well.
Dr. Puffer, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much, Sam.